Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 292, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 292. A happy outcome to all things is sure. God's promises make no exceptions, and He guarantees that only joy can be the final outcome found for everything. Yet it is up to us when this is reached, how long we let an alien will appear to be opposing His. And while we think this will is real, we will not find the end He has appointed as the outcome of all problems we perceive, all trials we see, and every situation that we meet. Yet is the ending certain, for God's will is done in earth and heaven. We will seek and we will find according to His will, which guarantees that our will is done. We thank You, Father, for Your guarantee of only happy outcomes in the end. Help us not interfere and so delay the happy endings You have promised us for every problem that we can perceive, for every trial we think we still must meet. Amen. A happy outcome to all things is sure. As I read the title, I feel like rejoicing. It's as if the crystal ball reveals the future is bright and happy. And as I contemplate this lesson, the guarantee is there, but He also says it's up to me as to when it will come. So there is something I need to do. I don't need to just sit back and wait for grace. I need to prepare myself for when grace touches me. The lesson says I will eventually get to the point where there is only a happy outcome, but it is up to me when that will happen, when I have a willingness for it to happen. So there is something I need to do. I need to grow my willingness. I need to prepare myself for when grace touches me. And this reminds me when, before I started to study A Course in Miracles, there was a point where I remember I was at my mailbox and I had just stopped there. And the thought came into the mind that the mind has to change. If the mind doesn't change, I won't be here much longer. And that was me really listening to my inner guide. I was in a place where I was willing to listen. I was able to hear and accept that the mind had to change. Why did grace touch me at that exact moment? I don't know. That is a mystery. But I do know that at the time, I was prepared to hear and prepared to listen to grace. Because I did. Maybe it was the hollow sink meditation I had started doing the year before. Maybe that had awakened willingness. Grace came, and that was a turning point for me, moving into awareness. And that is what I am feeling about this lesson, that something has to change within my mind in order for the happy outcome to be seen. And this thought that came into the mind at the mailbox was very profound for me at the time. It felt very true. I didn't question it. I knew it to be the truth. It's that knowing that we all have. And so I continue to read this course and I continue to change my mind. And I see and feel the progress. I see that a happy outcome to all things is sure. It is possible. It is within the grasp. As I continue to do the work, continue to listen to grace, continue to quiet the mind to become more familiar with what I am through awareness, by quieting the mind and listening, I come to know who I am. And by doing the forgiveness work that the Course teaches, I learn humility and realizing my will is not in opposition to God's will or anyone else's will. And in forgiveness, I learn and see and feel that a happy outcome to all things is sure. I have an active part to play. It all boils down to what do I want? A happy outcome to all things? Or to believe I am in opposition to something else? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, I am so grateful for your presence in the mind, grateful for our endurance, our strength. I'm grateful for willingness to be only love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go knowing and believing we want a happy outcome to all things. We use the breath to quiet the mind. And we become curious about what we are. We notice the thoughts and the feelings, noticing that they do not define us, they are not us. We notice they are based on false beliefs, things from the past or things from the future. And we allow all those thoughts to pass through the mind without engaging with them. We continue to quiet the mind, and we ask with curiosity, do I really want a happy outcome for all things? And we sit attentively, listening for the guidance that leads us. Thank you for joining with me and spending some time in growing our willingness for a happy outcome for all things. Namaste.